knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about Hard Boys.
Well, he might.
I bet he will. My money is he will definitely talk about hard porn. Hello, Dean.
One of these weeks, I'm going to surprise you.
It wouldn't surprise us. We're surprised it took this long.
The pool boy walked into the backyard.
Right. We have no money to pay for the pizza. What will we do?
The score was moving.
Yes. 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 Dean, do you know about this cameo that was going to be in the Elton John movie, but they decided against it? Do you know what I'm referring to?
Rami Malek?
Yes.
Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
I like it, but yeah. It didn't happen. Huh?
I wish they would have done it. I think maybe they thought too distracting.
I guess so.
But it would have been great.
The scene would have taken place in a restaurant where Elton John comes in, and just as he's passing a table, he sees Freddie Mercury, Rami Malek, and they just acknowledge each other, and then it's back to the movie. But they said, yeah, too distracting.
And the Elton John character says to Rami, hey, congrats on the Oscar.
Right, right. That would have been fantastic.
Sorry you lip sync, but I sing my own songs.
They could have put that in.
I love that, because that's like when you see the Green Acres people on Petticoat Junction.
Yes.
I like that cross, what do they
the
call
crossover.
It?
The crossover. I like that, too.
I like the crossover when you see, give you an idea of the last one that I saw, if I'm talking about Petticoat Junction and Green Acres. I know they do it like on Flash and one of the other CW
Arrow,
shows.
Green Arrow?
Green Arrow, yeah. Yeah, they do there.
They had the cast from Bewitched on a Flintstones episode.
Oh.
Remember that?
I remember that.
I remember that.
And here's one no one remembers but me for some reason, because I've said this to people and they go, I think you dreamt that. But I didn't. There was an episode of Friends where some of the doctors from ER, Clooney and Noah Wiley, showed up on Friends. You guys
remember
it?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Oh, thank you.
You're not that special, Bill.
Well, I've told that to people and they go, that never happened on Friends.
Bill apparently is the only one that watches television.
Just me.
I guess.
Just me.
Didn't the Family Guy and Simpson people also do a crossover?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. I used to love, I mean, when I was a kid especially. I keep flashing back on this. If any of the Beverly Hillbillies were on Green Acres,
right?
Or,
right. Well, was it?
I don't know.
Mr.
Why
Drucker
Sam
was
Drucker
always.
Sam Drucker was on both shows.
He was on both.
I loved that when that happened.
Wouldn't it be fun to live in a place called Hooterville?
Yes,
it would be so much fun.
I would like to stay at a hotel where humans swim in the drinking water.
Right. That seems sanitary.
Yeah, and not only humans. I don't know why this grosses me out more than that, but also
the
a dog.
The dog was always in there, too.
Yeah, the dog is swimming around, and then, you know, Kate's downstairs making you some fresh lemonade with that same water. Hey, you look a little parched. I made some lemonade.
Yep.
Hey, I want to rave about something.
Oh, wait, let me get that barrette out of your drink.
Ew. I know I am a day late and a dollar short. I finally saw the first John Wick, and it's awesome.
Awesome, yes.
And Keanu Reeves is in the news. Glamour magazine said when he's posing with pictures with women, he does not touch them.
Oh. Yeah.
His hands are kind of, like, you can see that he's not making any contact for future issues.
I think that's cool.
I do, too. Yeah.
And, Dean, I just saw the first French Connection, also very good.
Okay, whatever.
That chase scene.
Wow. That's crazy.
Not
wow.
Everybody sees things in the order
no,
in which
true.
You do.
That's
that
true.
Dodge Charger, that's going to be a
that's
popular
be a big car.
Excuse me, both of you, it came back.
Well, that's very true.
It did.
So,
all right, that's fair.
That's very
fair.
True.
Wendy made that noise with her mouth, by the way.
Sure. I think that's cool with Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
That he does that because...
Tell Dean what you told me about Keanu Reeves, Wendy.
Oh. What?
That you have fallen in love with him again.
I've always loved him.
Yep. He's a super cool guy.
Yeah.
You know who's got it bad for Keanu Reeves?
Who's this?
I mean, like, fanatic, maybe get a restraining order bad. Judy Pilak.
Does
no,
she
I
really?
Know. I would have fought her for him.
Yeah.
She does not have... Her love means no more than mine does.
As long as I have known Judy Pilak.
Yeah?
Over, like, 25 years, more than that. All she's ever said to me is, if you talk to Keanu Reeves and you don't tell me, I'm going to be...
We met him, Bill, and I don't even remember it.
Wendy
I was so starstruck.
Wendy doesn't remember meeting him,
we
but
hung
we
out
hung
with
out
him.
With him for a night.
Well, all right, you've just stretched it beyond what it was.
But he kept his hands to himself, apparently.
For the most part, yes.
I didn't.
Had a locket with Judy Pilak's picture in it. Kept looking at it the whole time we talked to him. It's the craziest all thing right. I ever saw.
You talk so rough. You're my inspiration for John Wick.
That's an awesome
You're my
movie.
My inspiration for all that violence.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's nice about his picture because it can be weird and awkward.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're trying to be nice to people when they take pictures with you, and you don't know where to put your hands. And
I ask people now. Bill, you've seen it.
I've seen it many times.
I kind of go to sneak my hand, like, around their waist. I'm like, is this okay? Isn't that weird you have
right.
to ask?
Right. Yeah. We had Cuba Gooding Jr. teach us how best to take photographs
Stop
with people.
It.
Was that a good move or a bad move, Dean?
Well, you know, he's an Oscar winner. So
is he?
He can't
be
wrong.
Will he go to jail? What's going to happen with him?
Well, the latest on that is he was going to turn himself into the police today.
Yeah.
He maintained his innocence. Over the weekend, somebody said that they were in a bar with him. Ironically, they were talking about the Me Too movement and what's appropriate and what's not appropriate behavior. She alleges, the accuser alleges that he grabbed her breasts
yeah.
and reported it to the police. He denied it, but said he trusts the judicial system. He was going to turn himself into the police and let the process go on. But his lawyer said that they looked at the security video from the bar and that the video shows that he did nothing illegal.
Interesting.
Although, so, may I just say, this just in from the New York Daily News, a second woman has come forward.
Oh.
Interesting. The plot thickens.
Oh, from that goodness. Same bar or from another
A second
another
woman
guy?
Has come forward claiming actor Cuba Gooding Jr. had sexually accosted her. And, yes, it's a different situation. The second woman claimed he grabbed her buttocks when she met the star at the Butter restaurant. Well, in Midtown. Butter,
careful.
Buttocks. I know, I had to edit myself. And that happened in March of 2008.
Wow. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. All right, Dean, sit tight. We will come back and talk to you about all the new movies opening this weekend. Dean Richards is our guest. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Coming up, tune into WGN Extra and hear us talk about what's hot and what's cold. Actually, I want to discuss, we've got several texters explaining that our theory about the water tower in Petticoat Junction is incorrect. So we will analyze that on the bonus hour. It's all sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Dean, I would love to include you. Wendy and I would love to include you in that discussion, but we have to bring it to the bonus hour because there are four huge movies opening this weekend.
We do.
I don't
want to
leave anything out.
Right. In none of the new movies opening this week, does anyone swim in the drinking water?
Good news. Not in Shaft?
No.
Wow.
No. Turns out that cat Shaft is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
He does not swim in the drinking the water, even in this new movie.
That's good news.
This was my favorite new movie of this weekend. I enjoyed the original Shaft from 1971. I thought the Samuel L. Jackson one, I can't believe it's 19 years ago, was okay.
Yeah.
But I still like the original better. But now they have brought back Samuel L. Jackson as John Shaft. Included in the movie is Richard Roundtree.
The original Shaft.
Shut your mouth.
Talking about Richard Roundtree, Wendy.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him.
Yeah.
But his woman.
Yes.
John Shaft.
Yeah.
He's in the movie, and also a young actor by the name of Jesse T. Usher. So now, he's the millennial son of Samuel L. Jackson's character.
Yeah.
Who we now know is the son of the Richard Roundtree character. So three generations of John Shafts here.
Wow.
That are working on, there's a crime that's going on in New York's Harlem. And the three generations go about trying to solve the crime. So, I mean, that's the original excitement that you remember. It's not quite as vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a Robin Hood from the hood like the original movie was. But there's a pretty good amount of, you know, good guy, bad guy excitement in this movie. Here's the part that surprised me and why I like this so much. It's a shockingly funny movie.
Oh.
Kendra.
Funny Shaft.
Yeah.
Funny Shaft,
yeah.
If you will.
I will.
I bet you will. Kenya Barris, who is the producer of the TV show Blackish, co-wrote this movie.
Ah.
And it's got a very Blackish style of comedy in the movie. Very witty,
yeah.
Very smart, very clever. The younger John Shaft, the millennial John Shaft, is very much like the oldest son on Blackish.
Yeah.
Kind of a nerd. He plays everything by the book, where his father, Samuel L. Jackson, breaks every rule that there could possibly be. But along the way, some hilarious dialogue in this movie. Regina Hall is the love interest, hilariously funny in the movie as well. So just for it, it's a nice fresh take. It's fun. It's nostalgic. I wound up giving it a Dean's List B+.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah. All right, good. I'm anxious to see that. That's the new Shaft movie. What about Men in Black International?
Yeah, so we've got another reboot of an old franchise here. No Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones in this movie. The main agents in this movie are played by Chris Hemsworth, the mighty Thor, and Tessa Thompson, who was the love interest in the Creed movies opposite Michael B. Jordan. And so now they are the ones that are going after fighting aliens. This movie, unfortunately, actually a little bit reminded me of the X-Men movie from, was it last week or the week before, that really offered nothing new. This movie offers nothing new. There's nothing in this movie that is an oh wow moment. It's all stuff that we've seen before in these Men in Black movies that have been done better, more creatively. Really, the movie struggles to keep a momentum going until about the last 10 minutes of it. Really just kind of nostalgia and curiosity to see what this new generation of Men in Black agents, men and women in black agents, are going to do in this movie. It really was the only reason to go and see it. I didn't hate it, but it really is nothing special. I gave it a Dean's List C.
All right, let's move on to Late Night. This looks pretty good. Emma Thompson.
This is also one of the better movies of the weekend. It's Emma Thompson, two-time Oscar winner, and Mindy Kaling.
Yes.
Who you know from her own television show. You know her from The Office. I don't know if everybody knows that she was a writer on The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And the plot line of this movie is sort of based on her experiences of being placed into the boys' club of comedy writers on The Office, where she was the only woman on the staff. In this movie, Emma Thompson is an iconic late-night TV talk show host. She's never had a female writer for her on the show. She begrudgingly hires her just for diversity quota purposes, just to say that she's got a woman on her staff. And it's this, you know, this iron lady of late-night versus this millennial with fresh ideas and new things and trying to fit in this man's world. The movie is about their relationship and their battles together, but really it's about what women have to put up with in a workplace that's dominated by men. That's really what the story is about. And it's very funny. Emma Thompson should do comedy more often.
Mm-hmm.
She's hilariously funny. Mindy Kaling is great in the movie. I gave Late Night a Dean's List B.
Sounds good. And then there's one more, and that is The Dead Don't Die, a Bill Murray movie.
This is a Bill Murray movie. It's a zombie comedy.
Can we say a zombity? Is that fair?
We can say a zombity, right, or what a lot of people are saying is zomcom.
A zomcom, I like.
If you're too busy to say all of those other syllables. Zomcom, if you can shave 2-3 syllables off of a phrase, in like 150 years, you'll save 2 minutes. If you remember the movie, one of my favorite movies is Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, it's great.
It was another zombie comedy. This one is very much like that, but it is pays homage to some of the classics like George Romero's Night of the Living Dead and The Walking Dead and every zombie movie that's come since then. It's also a very political movie. It's set in a small town in Pennsylvania where weird things start happening. The sun stays up way longer than it should. Clocks aren't working. Environmental things start happening. And what also happens is that the undead are being released from cemeteries. It turns out, Bill and Wendy, that it's all because the Earth's axis has shifted because of polar fracking.
Oh, see?
There becomes the political element in all of this.
Yeah.
It's and a fracking nightmare.
It's a fracking nightmare is what it is. Bill Murray is the town's sheriff. Adam Driver from Star Wars is hilarious as his deputy, Chloe Sevigny, also is on this police department. But this movie is one quirky, weird scene and character after another. Steve Buscemi is in the movie as he's a nutty guy who lives in this small town. He's just cantankerous and mean, and when the zombies finally catch up with him, the scenes are hilarious. He's so funny. Every character in this movie, this is truly just a great, weird, quirky ensemble movie. I did not stop laughing during this whole movie. It's a little bit sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a perfect movie, but if you just take it for what it is and all of its beautiful weirdness, I think you'll enjoy it. And I wound up giving that a Dean's List B.
Oh, that's good, too. That's
also
very good.
It's not going to be in a lot of theaters. It's called The Dead Don't Die. Good to see Bill Murray back up on the big screen. And also good to see Adam Driver doing some comedy.
I like him.
He's
he was
great.
Funny on SNL.
Yeah, really good. And Bill Murray was in another zombie movie years ago called Zombieland, which is a really good movie, too.
Yeah, seems to like the subject matter.
He does, doesn't he? He has one of my favorite lines, Dean, in any movie. Bill Murray plays himself in Zombieland, and there's a scene where it's evident that he's going to die. He's about to die. And one of his friends says, "Any regrets?" And he just kind of deadpans it. He goes, "Well, Garfield." He did the voice of Garfield. It's so funny. I love that he did it.
That's great. You know, part of this movie, The Dead Don't Die, one of the things that I liked about it, on about a half a dozen spots in the movie, they completely break the fourth wall. They're in the car driving, and they're listening. "Oh, that's a good song. What's that song?" "Oh, it's called The Dead Don't Die." "Oh, how'd you know that?" "Well, it's on the soundtrack from the movie."
So funny.
It sounds like that.
Oh, that's great.
Things like that happen in the movie where they completely just give a wink of the eye to the audience. Highly recommend that.
Something for everyone this week. Dean, thanks so much.
Dean.
Have a good week.
Guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
A quick break, and then we'll hand the reins over to Steve Bertrand for the Wintrust Business Lunch.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.